This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. I'm Greg Elliott, and this is Sport Today, a weekday sports news podcast designed to keep you on the ball.
And I'm Gemma Ryan. It's Monday, the 12th of April.
In your Sport Today, Mark Leishman leads the Aussies at the US Masters, and Melbourne Victory win the W League final.
Plus, the Cronulla Sharks are set to discuss coach John Morris's future, and Rachel Blackmore becomes the first female winner of the Grand National.
All right, let's dive in. The US Masters, one of golf's four major championships, is in its final hours. The winner is scheduled to be presented with their green jacket at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we record, Mark Leishman is the leading hope for the Aussies, currently sitting in fifth spot at 5 under par. He's been right near the top for the whole tournament. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama is the man to beat at 12 under par. American Will Zalatoris is chasing at 9 under. As for other Aussies, Cameron Smith is a shot behind Leishman, Matt Jones is a bit further back, and Adam Scott has slipped to 11 over par. Jason Day didn't perform well enough to progress past the second round, along with last year's winner, American Dustin Johnson. If you want to catch the end, it's on 9Gem, Foxtel, and KO. It's been a big weekend in women's sport, and we've got the highlights for you. The W League final yesterday was a thrilling game between Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory that went into overtime. Melbourne scored the winning goal from a corner kick from Kyra Cooney-Cross right in the last few minutes of the game, Gem.
Yeah, that would have been tough for Sydney keeper Jada Wyman. She'd done a good job keeping Victory out all night. Over in the AFLW, we now know who'll be in the grand final, and it's a repeat of the first one back in 2017, Greg. Reigning champs Adelaide Crows will meet the Brisbane Lions again at Adelaide Oval this Saturday the 17th. Adelaide will go without skipper Chelsea Randall, though, due to concussion protocols, after a collision with Demon midfielder Eliza McNamara in the first quarter of Saturday's game.
And in the soccer, after a year off of playing together internationally, the Matildas' first game back didn't go quite as they'd hoped. They lost to world number two ranked Germany 5-2 yesterday.
Yeah, it's a tough lesson to learn. Their next game is against the Netherlands on Wednesday this week. And at the other end of the international spectrum, the Aussie women's cricket team have taken a clean sweep of their Trans-Tasman one-day international series, beating New Zealand by 21 runs on the weekend.
So that would make 24 consecutive ODI wins for the team, Gem. That's massive. We won't see them in action again until India visits at the start of the next international season. A well-earned break, eh, Gem?
Yeah, I'd say so.
In the NRL, the future of Cronulla Sharks coach John Morris is being determined in a meeting today. Morris's tenure has been speculated on for months now, despite having a year to go on his contract. Cronulla chief executive Dino Mezzatesta has scheduled talks with Morris's management. Reports suggest Sydney Roosters assistant coach Craig Fitzgibbon is the front runner to take the job, Jim.
Yeah, he is, though Mezzatesta said yesterday that right now they have not signed Craig Fitzgibbon and they'll make a call on Morris's future when the time is right. On the other side, Morris has said he isn't going down without a fight. Despite making the finals the last 2 years, the pressure on Morris is due to Cronulla being eliminated in the first week of the finals both times, and generally they've not been competitive against premiership favourites.
As we mentioned last week, Gem, one of the most famous and physically demanding horse races in the world, the Grand National in the UK, took place over the weekend, and Irish National Rachel Blackmore became the first female jockey to win it since it began in 1839.
Blackmore was just the 20th woman to compete in the race since it began allowing female jockeys in 1975. She said her horse, Manila Times, jumped fantastically and that she felt lucky and the win felt unbelievable to achieve. The Grand National win caps off a big month of victories for Blackmore, and she was crowned top jockey at the Cheltenham Festival too. That's the next richest race after the Grand National, Greg.
Yeah, she's got to be pretty happy with that. And locally, we saw another first of a similar kind. Jamie Carr has won the Doncaster Mile at Randwick on Saturday riding Cascadian, making her the first female jockey to win that race. She's never been on Cascadian before or run the Doncaster, so she said she was speechless and couldn't be happier with the win. A lot of sport on the weekend, Gem. In the surfing, the Rip Curl Newcastle Cup wrapped up on Saturday. In the women's, four-time World Surf League champ Carissa Moore won the event, beating Aussie rookie Isabella Nichols.
It's almost an Aussie win. In the men's, we mentioned young Aussie gun Morgan Sibilic on Friday. He made it to the semifinals, but the eventual winner was Brazilian Italo Ferreira, the current World Surfing League champ. It's the first time in almost three decades that Newcastle has hosted an event that counted towards world title points.
And Gem, in cricket, the Indian Premier League kicked off over the weekend with Aussie Glenn Maxwell off to a good start. We mentioned him on Friday for the big price he attracted at the pre-season auctions.
Yeah, Maxwell hit 39 off 28 balls for Royal Challengers Bangalore, including 3 fours and 2 sixes. He teamed up with captain Virat Kohli to beat last year's champs, the Mumbai Indians.
Good start to the season for them. Steve Smith and Dave Warner are also in the IPL, meaning they couldn't play for New South Wales in the Marsh One Day Cup final yesterday. Didn't slow them down, though. New South Wales beat Western Australia by 102 runs. Catch This is our daily look at the stuff people are talking about, from an epic sporting moment, an obscure sport update, or an event to pop in your calendar. Gemma, as some listeners may have heard by now, British Royal, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, died on Friday. Over the weekend, there were many sporting tributes throughout the UK across soccer, rugby, horse racing and cricket. Many players observing silences and wearing black armbands and flags flown at half mast. Next weekend, sporting bodies are looking to move fixtures as to not clash with his funeral.
The funeral will take place at Windsor Castle on Saturday 3 p.m. London time, which means a lot of sports will be moving. The government has said it's at the discretion of each organiser. They aren't being forced to move. If you're keen to watch the English Premier League soccer, the FA Cup, Scottish football, the Women's Six Nations rugby, among others, best to keep an eye on the scheduling during this week so you don't miss your game.
We'll pop a link in the episode notes to an article about the events likely to be moved. That's all from us here at Sport Today. If you like what we're doing, give us a follow on whichever podcasting app you're using, and we'll catch you tomorrow.